Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We took a week hiatus off, but we're back in action, so here we go with another episode of Save COH Radio, or Save City of Heroes Radio, whichever you prefer to say. It's all the same thing. It's us here in action. And as always, I'm your host, Pogoman of the Virtue Server, and hosting on Blog Talk Radio, and standing on the steps, torch-holding, on the very steps of City Hall in Atlas Park, along with some friends of mine there. But I just don't do the show alone. Oh, no, no. I need a co-host. I need a sidekick. I'm going to bring that person on right now. He is the dude you know from the Titan Network. Yeah, he's that guy. It's Tony Vig.
The dude.
The dude. The dude from that website.
So is my headset working? Because I'm trying a new one.
Yep, you're there. I can hear you fine.
Cool.
Hello, Tony. Now... Well, first of all, how have you been the last 2 weeks?
Oh, you know, fair to Midland.
I didn't get time to talk to you before the show. Sorry. I thought we'd discuss this tonight. The last time we did a show, was that the weekend of Dragon Con, or was that the weekend after?
It was the weekend after Dragon Con.
Ah, so you discussed. Oh, okay. I thought maybe this weekend you would discuss all the cool stuff. I think, I was thinking of today. No, I think we did that already. We did that last time. So,
yeah,
but it's always
because
cool.
I was going to Dragon Con. I'd actually been to Dragon Con for one day, and then I went that Saturday and Sunday and then talked about it the next week.
That's right. So, yes. He told us about all the cool pictures and
very cool
the websites
stuff.
And yeah, very good. It's always cool to go to those big cons. You get fired up. You get inspired to do
you
some
do.
Cool stuff after.
And you catch the con crud too, and you're sick as a dog for the next week. But you know what?
Yeah,
it's all
worth
it.
You know, it's funny. The last two times I went to a con, I didn't catch the con crud. I was sick that week going there. But luckily, I was smart enough. I went to a doctor. I had walking pneumonia the last convention I went to. So luckily, I was on antibiotics. So I couldn't get anybody else sick. But I said, no, man, this is like the only con I go to, you know, during the year. This is it. This is my big highlight of cons. And this goes back to, like, early to mid 2000s, so you know, and you know, I had to go. I met up with some friends there. We had fun, and but yeah, you know, back then, you couldn't keep me away from there until they started futzing around with you know, the university was at. They didn't like the fact the con was there every year, and I guess they didn't realize how much money the con actually brought in, how much advertising it brought them. So, their loss.
Well, that's why I always, you know, I carry a hand sanitizer that I use after, like, I shake anybody famous's hand. And it's not that
people. You're coming in a little soft, a little quiet there. Can you reject the volume up on that thing or something? That's better. That is much better.
But, yeah, I carry hand sanitizer, and I use it between, like, shaking hands of famous people. And it's not that I hate famous people. It's that, you know, I know that there's... You know, how many people do you think is at that convention who are sick as a dog but thinking,
shaking
hands?
Yeah.
This is the only chance I'm ever going to get to meet, you know.
Hold on. Yeah, sickness be damned, I'm going.
I'm going.
You know, they're not worried about themselves. They don't give a damn about themselves, but, you know, it's also, that's what they say. But then it's like, wait a minute, you're going to get a real sick. You fool.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, I had fun. It was worth it. I didn't mind being mildly sick for 3 or 4 days. You know, I had the scratchy throat and runny nose, and, you know, it was all right.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, you had fun. You didn't get that sick from it, so.
Well, I've already bought my ticket for next year, so.
Oh,
know.
Very cool. He will be back, ladies. I think now you start planning a meet and greet.
Well, you know, I actually tried that one year, and I got, like, zero response, and so, you know, I mean, like, literally, I posted a message out on the forum, and I'm like, hey, anybody up for, like, a meet and greet in Atlanta around, you know, the time Dragon Con is? We don't have to have it downtown, but, you know.
I think you should set that.
Literally not one person replied.
Wow. How soon to the Dragon Con was it?
I don't know. It's about 2 or 3 weeks beforehand.
Yeah, usually 2 or 3 weeks beforehand is kind of rough to set those up. I would do it now, because remember, tickets aren't on sale yet, and you can start planning stuff out.
They are.
Oh, they are on sale already? Oh, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
You got yours ready.
I did.
Right. Cool.
Half
I would say. Hey. Oh, nice. In that case, I would say start playing it now. Seriously. You know when the dates are. You have plenty of time to set stuff up. People have plenty of time, you know, to check their schedules, get things sorted, you know, move things around if they have to. But, yeah, I remember the 1 year I was going, they had a meet and greet, and we just found out about it, like, the week beforehand. So, and we all went, and it was a small room they gave us. There was, like, I'm going to say about 15, 20 of us easy, but a lot of people who were supposed to be there didn't show up because they didn't know about it. Or, you know, they said they were going to go. They heard about the meet and greet, but they didn't get all the information I meant.
I'm not sure we could get a room for Dragon Con. I mean,
you might be able to. You'd be surprised.
I guess I could contact the Dragon Con folks and say, hey, how would y'all like to, like, have a City of Heroes panel or something? And could,
you know, City of Heroes Remembrance.
See if,
reminiscing.
You know, shoot, maybe we could get one of the devs to come out or something.
There you go, one of the former devs.
Because, you know, I'm sure they have nothing better than to do than
what?
Fly all the way from San Francisco to, you know, Atlanta, Georgia.
But, you know, you're doing a special thing, so, you know.
Maybe we could charge everybody $2 or $3 and put up the airfare or something. Well, I'll think about it.
You know, maybe they'll be a guest.
Some of the devs actually aren't too far away. You know, Black Pebbles, actually, he's not a dev. He was a marketing guy. But he actually, I think he's living in South Carolina now or somewhere.
There you go. And like I said, a year. Oh, okay. I'm looking. Cyber Ghost in Paragon Chat says several of the devs work for Cryptic on STO now. So they could do double duty.
I suppose, you know, they could, maybe we could have Paragon Studios / Cryptic panel or something. I don't know.
Oh, and I forgot to say.
You know what the problem, though, is you could never combine that because, you know, I mean, nobody
yeah,
from Cryptic is going to want to talk about City of Heroes. It would have to be like the dev on their own coming out. But, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed this one. We're talking about the sickness at the conventions. Lord Nightmare says, the nightmare is above sickness. Sickness fears the nightmare. Okay, I threw the maniacal laughing at the end, but I felt like it needed it.
Okay, well, you know, we'll let you shake the hands of all the famous people. But
that's right. But what about, wait, so what about shaking hands of infamous people? You say the hell with them? You don't need to wash your hands?
I don't do infamous people, you know.
Wow.
I have a reputation to uphold, you know.
Dudes, you're hearing this from Tony V himself. He's co-hosting the show for a little bit, and look at him now. Ego right up to the roof. Inflated ego. I have to sit on the other side of the room for this man's ego. Jeez.
Well, you know. I did get to meet and shake hands with the Once Upon a Time villainesses from last season, Cruella and Ursula and Maleficent. So
that's cool. Cool. Very cool. Oh, I'm glad you did. I know, coming up in just, oh God, I think a couple of weeks, New York Comic Con is coming up. I'm going to have to watch that on Twitch TV. I'm going to have to Google this. Hold on. I'm going to Google this. I know it's got to be soon. I know. Because I was like, wow, it's really close to Halloween. Because last year they did that too. I think last year was the second week in Halloween. October. Oh, wow. Very cool. October 8th to the 11th. So I'm going to be watching Switch TV that weekend.
Did you hear there's some sort of TwitchCon thing going on? I don't know what it is exactly.
Oh, TwitchCon. Oh, I forgot all about that. TwitchCon, right? I told you about that beginning of the summer. They were going to do TwitchCon, and they were going, some of the panels, like a lot of people were asking, well, how can I start Twitch? How can I start making money on TwitchCon, Twitch.tv, and all that good stuff. Let me see.
So I just noticed it's been trending on Twitter, and a bunch of people have been
It might be this weekend then.
So, there you go.
TwitchCon 2015 is today and tomorrow.
That would explain it.
Wow, damn it. I missed it. I forgot all about it.
I did see Garrett Winks from Star Trek Voyager, but I didn't, like, get his autograph or anything. I thought he was funny, though, because there was this girl in line to see Nichelle Nichols, and she was dressed up as Wasp, you know, the Marvel character.
Right.
And she had, I might have talked about this, but she had, like, these wire wings on that were, like, I mean, it was like an 8-foot wingspan. She was having a real tough time getting around, but still her costume looked fantastic. I applaud her for it. But Garrett Wang, who played Kim on Star Trek Voyager, he saw her, and he's like, oh, your costume's fantastic, you know, and he comes over, and he gets out his own personal cell phone, and he's, like, getting pictures, selfies of himself with this girl, and I thought that was actually pretty funny. some of the guests there were like, oh, you know, I want to get my picture taken with you, and so that was... And speaking of Star Trek Voyager, did you see that news item that Jennifer Lean, who plays Kes on Star Trek Voyager, was arrested for apparently indecent exposure to a minor, that she was criticizing her neighbor for the way apparently her neighbor was raising her kid or something, and she went over and, like, took her clothes off. And
really? No, I'd missed that. I am looking here at the schedule for TwitchCon. And it's really funny. It's like they have all these meet and greets of people I've never heard of. But it's all going to be online, it looks like. So, this is the TwitchCon schedule itself. I'm guessing they're going to be showing all this online.
I would hope so. It's Twitch, but... Well, who do they have?
A bunch of people I never heard of. Because remember, these are all people who are famous for Twitch channels. Hold on, let me see if I... Okay, I'm looking at the guest list now here. Yeah, these are all, like, their Twitch handles. So it's like 2M Gover C Squared, Approaching Nirvana, Bacon _ Donut, Brown Man, Captain Sparkles, Cyrano TV. Oh, wait, this one's kind of neat. COHH Carnage. But I don't think he is...
Well, you know, Geek and Sundry has a big presence on Twitch TV.
Right, but I'm trying to see if they're going to be there. Hold on, back to the guest here. Let me see if Geek and Sundry is going to be there. Because, like I said, these are all just like the... I'm specifically looking for Geek and Sundry if they're going to have... You see, you know what? You need to know the... their handle, like the actual individual handle... Oh, no, they're there. They are going to be there. I'm sorry. Other broadcasters, they're going to be... Yeah, they're noted under other broadcasters in attendance.
Oh, there you go. Adding the perfect games to your channel, 4:30 p.m.
That is so weird. You read that as soon as I was about to say it. Like, we pulled it up at the same time.
Hey, there's an interview with Geek and Sundry tomorrow at 2:45 p.m. Eastern. So.
Is there? Okay.
I will watch that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to check this stuff out during the week, too. I will check. Good Lord, stop that. I haven't been on Windows 10 on my PC all week. So Windows 10's like, how do you like this? How do you like that? Go away. Leave me alone. So there you go. Yep. Geek and Sundry is going to be there. They're going to have a presence felt. All right. So hold on. So what is TwitchCon? TwitchCon 2015 is a celebration of all things Twitch. From our broadcasters and viewers to the brands that create the games, hardware, and software, we've taken everything that makes the Twitch community special and brought it under one very big roof. Whether you're new to broadcasting, looking to improve your channel, meet the broadcasters you admire, or just check out the latest games and hardware, TwitchCon 2015 has something for everyone. Let's see. So TwitchCon 2015 attendees will get to experience the following. Now, I guess you have to be there to get all this. Mingle with a huge cross-section of the Twitch community, including hundreds of the most popular broadcasters. 40-plus panels spanning every topic relevant to fans of the platform. An education zone for learning and improving all aspects of broadcasting. That would be neat. A dedicated LAN area for playing games with broadcasters and other community members. More than a dozen exhibitors showcasing everything from new games to virtual reality products. An array of stage presentations and competitive showcases, including the PJ Sultan of Stream Grand Finale. I have no idea what that is. And exclusive Twitch swag and merch.
We so need to set up a Twitch channel.
We should. And I was hoping this... I didn't see anything like a list, like how to get started, so... Like, new to Twitch? starting up?
Well, you know, I've actually streamed a few times playing games.
I know.
And stuff.
I was in the audience.
Nothing, you know, nothing too serious.
I was there.
But we
I
need
saw
to
you.
Figure out how to get like Skype and so that we can both be on there. And
yeah. Ooh, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. the Twitch Hall of Fame Award Show.
Woot.
Oh, interesting. 6 p.m. fundraising on Twitch. And then 6:30, developing games with an audience.
I did see an amusing little comic the other day. It had a couple panels, and you see like these two guys, and one of them sitting there playing games on and streaming it on Twitch, or he was watching someone play a game on Twitch, and the other made some snide comment about, you know, how stupid it is, you know, you're sitting there watching someone else play a game, you know, why would you
right.
do that?
Right.
And then
right.
in the next panel, you see that guy giving grief, sitting there watching a football game on TV. I thought that was pretty funny. I don't know if I'll be able to dig that up, you know, by the time the show ends. But if I do, I'll do it.
I just found out New York Comic Con, Chris Claremont is going to be there all days.
Oh, you should
those
go.
They're sold out. Also, for those who don't know, Chris Claremont, he was the guy who basically saved the X-Men back in the 70s. The title wasn't doing that well, and it actually went down to a bi-monthly publication rate. And then he came in, did the, I guess he took over a few months beforehand, did the giant-sized X-Men, which introduced Wolverine, Colossus, Nightcrawler, Storm, pretty much the big-name X-Men that we know today. And, you know, hasn't looked back since. I think at one point in the early 90s, one issue of the X-Men he was writing, they had sold 8 million copies a month. That's what they were up to. Can you imagine that, 8 million copies?
I can't, no. You just blew my mind. I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, we heard like, wow. Yeah, I'm looking here. New York Comic Con tickets are all sold out. Even the Thursday one. Even the kids' tickets are sold out.
Really?
Even the kids are sold out. Sorry, Bill, you can't sneak
Dragon
in.
Con
Hold
didn't
on.
Sell out. I got my,
Hold on.
I got my Dragon Con ticket the day of the convention.
Sorry, Bill, you can't go. Damn it, Mommy. You promised. Billy's got a bad mouth on him. I think we should wash the mouth out with soap.
How dare you, Billy?
But Mommy promised me. Yeah, Ma, you didn't do a good job. You promised kid tickets. And they're only $5. I mean, come on now.
Shut up, Billy.
You're the reason I divorced your dad. He told me you're the reason he's cheating on the maid. Touché, Billy. I had no idea. I'm looking here at all the panels they're going to be having. No, I don't want panels and autographing. I just want panels. And I'm sure. I wonder if Twitch TV. I wonder what they're going to have. Good Lord. I just want panels. I don't want autographing. But you can build your schedule, it says here. No, I don't want to make a plan. 12 days away, Tony. Tony, 12 days away. Less than 2 weeks to New York Comic Con.
Hey, I found it.
What? Oh, the comic?
There you go.
All right, you posted it? All right, I will check it out in a second. See, now, I know last year, Twitch TV, speaking of which, they streamed a bunch of live panels. But the problem was this. Last year, they did not have, I don't know if they have this year, Twitch TV does not have the authorization to show, like if they're showing a presentation, like a sneak preview of an episode or a movie coming out or something, they don't have the rights to show that over Twitch TV last year. So what happened was, those of us who were watching it, what was I going to say? You know, while let's say it's a 2-hour panel you're watching, and I know last year they did like American Dad had moved to TBS, which I missed the entire season of. So they were showing, they said, we have a special treat. We're going to show the entire first episode now. So we all had to sit there for like 20 plus minutes waiting for them to come back.
Well, you know, Twitch is actually getting some competition nowadays. I think that, who was it that bought Twitch? Was it Amazon?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Amazon bought Twitch, but Google is actually doing a streaming gaming service now, too. I saw news about that about a week or so ago.
I don't know if it says... Yeah, I just went to Twitch and right away, TwitchCon. I'm going to pause that. Oh, I see. They're showing things that we can watch here. Yeah, everything. I guess we have to wait till tomorrow. I guess when I get back, I will. Wow. Hold on. Wow. TwitchCon has four channels for the week, for the 2 days. What a surprise. It's their thing.
Woot.
So, and it's in their times. Oh, there's something on from Sandstorm Theater. I don't know what Sandstorm is, so I'm not going to leave that on. I'm just trying to get an idea of what time the things start tomorrow. Okay, it says here all times PDT. That's cool. So it's 11:30 there. That starts 2:30, which is good because I have physical therapy tomorrow. Then I have to go do some... Ooh, I accidentally hit the unmute button. I do some food shopping afterwards. So I will be back in plenty of time catch if I want to. I don't know if I'm going to watch anything because I really don't know, like, the whole online gaming thing. That's not my thing. Like, okay, like, sports is different because that's a live thing happening. I mean, I could see, I don't, if I'm going to play a game, I'd rather play a game myself. You know what I mean? Like a video game. And I just, like, if we were to do Twitch TV, obviously that would be the main thing. Us doing this show on Twitch TV, I don't know how receptive people would be to that. Or like, hey, let's do a game, blah, 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 this and that. Maybe people will tune in. I don't know. Because I think the whole thing they tune in for is the commentary.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Obviously.
Find out. We should stream ourselves playing Gauntlet.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done that in ages. I haven't played any just either.
I know, we haven't. It's been crazy. Or, you know, even playing some retro games, playing like Age of Empires 2 or stuff like that. Hey, I gotta get you into Don't Starve Together too. So just
you know what's neat because I love playing Madden 16. You know, love the football. And one of the things is I really don't do the online stuff with that, right? But I know they have a very large community. So today I was flipping through the NFL Network. They now have a 1 hour show on Friday afternoons before the fantasy football show, which I watch every day. They are now doing a show dedicated to Madden 16. And what they're going to be doing...
I hate to tell you this, but I love watching football, but I am abysmally bad at playing Madden. I've tried it.
Really?
I've gone through the tutorials, and it's just like I'm just not...
You know
I'm
what
just
it is?
Not getting it.
Practice. There is
maybe
a thing...
Maybe so, but...
Yeah, it's just... You know what it is now? They have a practice mode. And that's all you do. It's just you practice the skills. Like it takes.
Oh, I know. I have Madden 15, and I sat there for like 3 or 4 hours one day, sitting there going through the tutorials and the practice modes and all that stuff. And when I actually played a real game, I was killed, and it was depressing. And I wasn't even playing like, you know, the Jaguars or anything. I was playing Atlanta. So, know, it's not. I shouldn't have been getting killed, you know. It should have been close. But
did you have it on easy to practice?
I'm sure I did. Yeah. I mean, In related news, I would actually
thing.
Make a really miserable quarterback. So you know, I don't feel so bad.
Wait, I'm just looking over here. War Nightmare is going Madden weak. True men play NFL Blitz and Tecmo Bowl. I used to play Tecmo Bowl all the time. Because I think I was playing Tecmo Bowl, you know what it was, because back then I was just renting some games, you know, because we didn't buy the games all the time, because my mom got to the point, I was so good at games, I went through them like a week or two, what was the point of buying them? So every time I went to Blockbuster to rent one, Tecmo Bowl was always there, but Madden was always rented. But then it got to the point from, like, I want to say from 90 on, 99, I bought Madden. That's the one game I had to buy every year. And I think somewhere in here, you in my room somewhere, you could find every iteration of Madden from 90 to current.
Oh, screw Madden. Screw Tecmo Bowl, man. Go with Cyberball 2072. That's where it's at.
I play that game. I love that game. You know what's funny? I talked a friend into playing it, right? And you know how you could buy upgraded players?
Oh, yeah.
So I talked him into buying a receiver, right? He goes, this is BS. He hasn't done anything yet, right? So yeah. We throw the ball. You know how the crowd is, the ball bounces, like you hear that ding, ding, ding. It lands right in his hands. All of a sudden, he turns around and takes off for a touchdown. No one can catch him. And I was like, there. You happy now? He paid off for himself.
There you go. You throw a hot ball to him and blow him up.
No. It was just he just went to pass it, but he threw it just.
See,
threw
that's
it at
what,
the
that's
crowd.
What happened to me though. I would upgrade my running back, and then you know, I'd hand off a hot ball to him, and boom.
And blow him. You know, the first time I did it, we spent like we saved up a lot of coins, and we spent like 250,000 coins, right, for a running back. And he got a hot ball, and he blew up in the end zone. I was like, dude, we just lost 250,000 coins, and he only got us one touchdown. And it was the beginning of the game. I'm like, oh, my God. We were doing, like, a season. I'm like, oh, my God.
I love that game.
Fort Nightmare says, go with Mutant Football. I didn't even know that game was still around. I remember I found out about that game because I swear back in the early 90s, they did a cartoon.
I'll take your word for it. I was not aware of that.
And I have for tabletop, I have Dungeon Bowl, which is an iteration. Actually, I have Blood Bowl, which is basically shop. They basically took all the fantasy creatures and they made a football game. Like you could play as humans, elves, dwarves, orcs. It was very popular. They even made a computer game, but I haven't played the computer game yet. I think it's available on Steam, as a matter of fact. But the Mutant Football League, I'm trying to remember. I know I was able to rent it the one time from Blockbuster, but it was okay. It wasn't that great. I think I had it for the Sega Genesis. I rented it at a weekend. And I don't know why. It was okay, but it wasn't like, I played it, and I think that was the last time I looked at it. Okay, Lord Nightmare says, yes, they did. He has a tape of the cartoon. Very cool. I'm trying to get Google to load so I could search for this Mutant Football League, the game.
We should so figure out if we can somehow play Cyberball 2072 online, and we could.
Oh, I can't believe you mentioned. I forgot all about that game until you mentioned. I was like, oh my God, I had that game, and I remember I got that. I would work, and you know, at Wall Bombs, and I swear during the week I would come home. Like during the summer, I would come home right after work. I swear to God, 3-liter bottle of Diet Coke, and that would be like not my dinner, but like that's all I would drink, and I would be up all night long playing that game. And then the morning, mom, I get up at noon, and mom's like, let me guess, you were playing games all night. I said, yeah. She's like, good Lord. I was like, but it's a fun game.
And okay, that made it all better.
It did. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with this computer now. It's not responding.
I'm not responding.
No, it's not good. Now it's saying Google Chrome is not responding. I can't get back into the studio or the chat room. Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. I'm back in.
But other than that, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, no, we're just fine. Hello, Tulsa Reeves has just joined us. I will say hello to Tulsa.
Say, I wish there were some way that people could, like, join us, like, here on the show.
Oh, funny you say that. Well, there is one that you is doing so. And if you mean they could call in and chat with us live?
Yeah.
Well, there's one or two ways of doing so. Callers can either call in at the following number, 646-478-0073. Or if you're one of the many, many people in the chat room, the Blog Talk chat room, I mean, thank you for joining us in whichever chat room you're in tonight. But specifically for the Blog Talk chat room people, you could scroll to the top of the page. You will see a blue square with a white S in the middle. And that S does not stand for super. It stands for Skype. Click that, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I always say, free is good in today's economy.
Although I'm a little disappointed because I was really hoping it stood for super, but, you know.
I know. We tried. But, oh, my God, we haven't talked about the big news.
Christopher Reeve's birthday is today?
Was it? No, not that. We have a visitor in this country, Tony.
Oh, yeah. So, what do you think of the Pope?
The Pope is here.
I thought you were talking about President Xi of China.
That's a big deal, but the Pope is here. And you know what's kind of cool? You know how, like, people always debate, like, oh, don't worry, when you die, you'll your beloved pets pass away. Your pet will be waiting for you when you go to heaven. No, pets don't go to heaven. They don't have souls. The church says so. Well, the Pope came out and said this on his visit. He clarified. He says, no, animals are God's creatures. They have souls. They all go to heaven.
But I kind of think all religions are sort of kooky anyway, but,
well,
you know.
But you know the thing they talk about, oh, the animals will be, you know, you'll meet the, you know, you when you pass away, you go over the rainbow bridge, you know, once you get there, you go to the rainbow bridge and your pets are waiting for you. Well, there they are. That's.
I thought that was Care-A-Lot, but I would, you know, could be.
No.
Or is that Asgard?
Wow, Google. No, that's the other bridge. I forget what it's called. Google will not open for me.
I don't know
what the hell's going on here, and this is really annoying me.
Well, for what it's worth,
you know,
if
why?
Christopher Reeve were still alive, he'd be 63 today. So
I just realized, I think I have, because I have Twitch open. So there, I just closed Twitch.
And if, by the way, if Mark Hamill were still alive, he'd be 64 today.
Wait, Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker?
Yeah.
Voice of the Joker? He is alive,
Oh, well, in that case, he's 64 today.
And I want to say hello from the UK. Many fans listening out this way. Well, hello to all UK fans.
Hello.
Yes, I'll get some birthday shout-outs. Don't insult them. I'll get some birthday shout-outs.
Nigel.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, Nigel failed it. Did you? Oh, by the way, I'm not saying it's just because UK. Did you? You didn't watch it last week, did you? New Doctor Who premiered?
I did not. No, I still have to catch up with some of the episodes
it was
of last
so
week.
So good. But you know what I love they're doing on BBC America right now in the mornings? Breakfast with Baker. 10 a.m.
Okay.
Weekdays, 9 a.m.
Are we talking Tom or Colin?
Oh, Tom Baker. 9 a.m. Sundays. Hold on.
That
9 a.m. Sundays. 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, they're showing complete Tom Baker episodes, like the whole run. So I DVR'd a bunch from this week. I sat down to watch some today. One today, I watched a 3-hour one. I watched today, and tomorrow when I get back from physical therapy, I think I'm going to watch some Tom Baker, Doctor Who, because VR too. So I want to watch some of those.
Now, wait a second. So they're just showing episodes. They're not like actually.
No.
I mean, when you say breakfast with Baker, I'm thinking they have him on the show and talking.
No. It's just 2 hours. Just. They're taking some of the arcs and they're making them into two-hour runs. And then the longer one's going to be 3 hours. All right, folks, I have some birthday shout-outs from the UK.
Hello.
Nigel, please. Betty Humpter, October 1st. Yuri Thremelk, October 3rd, I hope. Harry, oh, God. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute here.
Set of testes?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not reading any more of these. Yeah, I thought this was, yeah. Yeah, okay, Betty Humpter. Okay, very good, Tulsa. You know?
Is there a Seymour Butts in here?
Yeah. I was like, you know, I bet November Michael Hunt will be there, but he likes to be called Mike.
I saw a segment on The Man Show. You remember The Man Show back when it was good?
Adam Carolla, Jimmy?
Yeah, they had a segment on there with guys with names like that, Michael Hunt. And they had their special guest was Andy Dick. And Andy Dick was saying, you know, a lot of people tell me, why would you pick a stage name like that? And he's like, that's my real name, you idiot. he said, you know, people think I made up that name as a Hollywood name, and it's like, if I could pick any name I wanted to be, why would I pick that one? That's a sucky name.
Okay, but hold on. A real birthday. Mad Viking is October 8th.
Hey. Happy pre-birthday. That's my sister's birthday. So.
Oh, cool. And I want to say, thank you to everyone in Paragon chat. Let's see who's here hanging out. Lord Nightmare, of course. Cyber Ghost. The Cybers. It's all one word, all lowercase, but the Cyber is spelled with an S. Oh, God. Yoi. Oh, God. Hikatu? I screwed that up. I'm sorry. Kid Kinetics is here. Magenta is here. And Frankie Fusion is here.
Hello.
Now Cyber goes saying, happy birthday, Misdirection. First and middle initial G, first name Hugh.
Yeah, is there a... I want to see more butts. I thought it was funny.
I'm typing this into the regular chat. I'm sending this to the other DJs, Blog Talk also.
Ah. What is it, a secret?
No. It's just a group a chat group we have with the other the ones on the station, that's all.
So how old is Mad Viking going to be on October the 8th?
I don't know. You know, luckily I caught myself. See, this is what happens with the live TV. Or live radio.
47. Holy crap, jeez. You're old.
Man,
wow.
He's older than me, and I just turned 45.
He's older than me, too. Jeez.
How old are you now?
Me? I'm 43.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday, Ed Viking. Thank you for making me feel young, probably. Youngish.
And I'll be 44 on December 1st, so... I got I'm getting to the point. I'm not bald or anything, but I am getting
right.
A little bit maybe thin on the back, you know. And I'm just glad I've had hair as long as I have, you know. I'm not picky, and I don't care because I can't see the back of my head, right?
Right,
you know?
Right.
The only time I really care is when I'm out in the sun and I have to wear a hat or something. But
what was I going to say? Oh, you know how like. They say, oh, 40 is the new 30 and all that. So I said, so what, is 45 the new 25? I typed it in. A guy, I have to do more research on this. A guy actually has a blog, 45 is the new 25, and he published a book.
Well, there you go.
About restarting your life. So it's like, oh, I could use that book.
Well,
so.
I'm not going to lie. I don't feel 25.
You know, sometimes, you know, when I'm out and about doing my thing and I'm on top, you know, when I'm feeling, you know, when I'm on top of my game, yeah, I'm not that young, but remember, I have injuries, you know, that were not acquired from age, you know, just, you know, injuries happen to me.
Well, I've got aches that are acquired by age, and I tell you what,
right.
At Dragon Con, when I'm standing in line for 2.5 hours, I'm sitting there thinking, oh geez, man, I'm too old for that. You know,
well,
but then when I get in the panel and I'm like, awesome, you know, I got to admit, I come away the next day feeling, hey, I feel pretty good. So,
yeah.
You know,
even back then, all that walking we used to do, those kind of, I think everybody's feet are sore by the end of it. So
it is. But
you know what? Because you don't really realize how much walking you're going to be doing by the end of a con.
No, it's pretty intense.
And a lot of it is standing in line, waiting to get into your next the next panel you want to go to.
Well, not only
whatever.
That, but, you know, back when I went to conventions in my 20s, you know, they'd have a hotel, and you'd be walking among the rooms in the hotel. But now, I mean, it's, Dragon Con is spread out among 6 hotels downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
And so you're constantly walking, like, between hotels. I can't even – I mean, something like Comic-Con would blow my mind because that's so huge. It's like, man,
well,
you'd have to have shuttles to get around. around.
Well, they do. And like this, the thing I said about San Diego and now New York Comic Con, it's not stuff just at the center where it's being held. I mean, the whole town of San Diego, or city, turns itself out for it. They have stuff going on throughout the entire city, though, that week.
And oh,
even
yeah.
Even New York Comic Con, they try and do stuff. Let me tell you, to get around the five boroughs in New York is ridiculous. Like, they had, you know, it's in Manhattan, and somebody said they had gotten tickets for something going on in Brooklyn that afternoon, and they thought that if they left like half an hour beforehand, they'd have plenty of time to get there. By the time they got there, the event was ending, whatever it was. And I was like, and I'm reading this, and I'm like, oh, good Lord. Yeah, if you're going to go to Brooklyn from Manhattan, that's like your event for the day.
Well, there you go.
So, I mean, you know, I could see if they had it. You know, and then the thing is, too, if you do it in Manhattan, it's going to be so damn pricey.
Well, yeah.
So.
Well, that's one nice thing about Atlanta. Everything's kind of cheap down here, so, you know.
Yeah, I would like to go to Dragon Con one of these days. Maybe next year. Who knows? Maybe if I get some good news on next month, I could plan to go to Dragon Con next year or something or other.
Well, we'd love to have you, you know.
Hey, maybe if I was down there, we could both do like the meet and greet panel thingamajiggy.
We
could set something up. That would be freaking awesome. We could do an episode live from Dragon Con of this show.
Yes, we could, because Dragon Con starts on Friday.
That's right. Oh, we don't have to do it at our usual time. Maybe we could do a couple, like, for example, I know Saturdays we have a show on the schedule at nighttime, but we could do two shows a day. We could do something like for 3 hours in the afternoon if we wanted to.
Oh, we could stream on Twitch.
Yeah, that would be sick. That would be insane. Okay, I'm sorry. CyberGo says, MegaCon has gotten so big, the convention center is unnavigable. Yeah, I think the same thing with New York Comic Con. Remember, they moved locations, I think, twice already.
Well, you know, when you call a convention MegaCon, what do you expect? I mean, come on.
Yeah, true. It's mega big. It's not
Yeah,
just
I mean, they didn't call it, you know, MicroCon for a reason, right. You know.
Can you imagine? Where's MicroCon?
It's the InsanoCon.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, no way. Hello.
Hold on, I didn't bring them on air yet.
Oh, okay, I'm getting ready, that's all.
I'm hitting the button, nothing's happening. Okay, I'm still hitting the button. Oh, my God, this is real. Yes, because Windows, yes, hold on a minute. I'm trying to bring this person on, but because Windows is not responding, I can't. Oh, there we go. God, this is ridiculous.
What's up, man? It's Terrell. I'm just calling to give you some support.
Hey, Terrell. What's happening, brother?
You know what? I forgot about my show, but I remembered that your show was on.
Weren't you supposed to do a show last night? It was last night.
I was going to do a show Wednesday night.
That's right.
And
yeah,
I fucking completely forgot about it.
Because I was not doing well, so I didn't do my show Tuesday night. And so maybe Wednesday night, and it's like, no, Terrell's doing his show. So I was like, oh, all right. And then I'm looking, I'm like, and I'm just laying there like, wait a minute. Wasn't Terrell supposed to do a show? And then somebody, I think, mentioned, wasn't somebody supposed to do a show? And I'm like, we thought so.
I completely fucking forgot about it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna go in there and set up a show for after yours.
Cool. No, we are done. Well,
no,
this show's over. 11:30, we're
done.
No, do it. We're doing it.
I'll set it up for after Amadeus's tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
You know, like a Steelers crowd. But yeah, I remembered your show was on, but I suddenly forgot mine was on. Oh, that's crazy as shit. So I'm just showing.
Well,
you
haven't done a show in a while, so.
You're right. Anyway, so what are we talking about?
We were just talking about different cons and. I think
did
somebody
say MegaCon or GiganticCon? What the fuck did you just say?
Well, somebody was saying they went to MegaCon.
Mega?
You were saying there's a thing called MegaCon, and the con was so
Holy
big
shit.
They couldn't. Yeah, they have all. I've heard of that one too, as a matter of fact.
I just started liking, and I'm surrounded by nerds. I can say this. I just started liking, and I've been watching a lot of shit online and stuff. Fucking
what?
Cosplay.
Oh, cosplay?
Fucking
yeah, that happened.
Yeah, dude.
That happens all the time. There's cosplayers on Facebook, almost every con you go to. As a matter of fact, I got to talk to my stepsister about this. She said one of her friends is doing a cosplay, is getting ready to cosplay for a convention coming up. And now I'm thinking about it, I think it's New York Comic Con, which is in October.
It's freaking crazy, man. I mean, just looking at some of the costumes, and you can tell, ooh, some of them are freaking, like, you can tell they spent some money on these fuckers.
Well, oh, they spend money. You know, when like some of them make money, but remember, they've been doing this for like 10 years with no intention of making money on it. You know, they just went out, they just learned the craft, they learned how to do everything, all the minute details. You know, and then all of a sudden, they just said, hey, that's awesome. Let me take some, you know, people started taking pictures, they got the prints back, and all of a sudden they just opened up a store online, they're making posters.
I freaking saw one, I can't remember where it was, but I swear, I'm telling you, there's like four Sailor Moon. I was like, holy shit, they still
do
Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, that's hilarious, right, man.
I got a story about Sailor Moon. Oh, God, I was at a convention, over 10 years ago, and there was this woman. She had to weigh anywhere between 350 and 400 pounds. Okay, I kid you not. Had to be about 5 foot tall. She went in a Sailor Moon costume. And some guy was trying to defend her. He says, well, you know what? This is a convention. You can wear costumes. Like, yes, but there's a thing called common sense and good taste to know what you can and can't pull off. Like, I was working out. I was, like, in very good shape. I had to lose maybe, like, 20 more pounds and tone up, watch my diet to be in perfect shape for costume. But I even told him I couldn't pull off some costumes right now, and I wouldn't even think about it. I mean, she's got to be wearing, wearing this. And like I mentioned this for like 5 years afterwards, and people remember that who were there. They're like, oh my God, I remember that costume. It was like people were looking and they couldn't look away. You know, it's that thing, like, it's a train wreck. You couldn't look away. And they tried to. They were too scared to look. They were like, Karen, they were too scared. It's like, what is that?
I bet you if I spend a little time on the internet, I can find a picture of that.
probably. But nowadays, I know some of them. I've friended them on Facebook, and they're just very cool people to hang out with.
I mean, just the dedication to it, man. Like, costumes.
Well,
right?
I mean,
and I love watching the different variations of, you know, Goku from Dragon Ball Z. That is fucking
awesome. Oh, yeah. There's so many. And there's different interpretations. Like, I love when they do, like a steampunk version of this character. It's like, oh, that's really cool. But then they go all out, and you know they didn't just buy this costume at a costume shop to throw it on.
No, they made it.
They made it from scratch. And wow, just holy cow.
And what's funny about it, shit, now you mentioned steampunk, I just learned what that was. No joke.
Yeah, it's
like
been around.
Less than 6 months ago. Less than 6 months ago, I knew what it was. I was just faking the funk for the longest time. Like, oh, yeah, it's cool. I had no fucking idea what it was.
Well, enjoy it, because you could find I'm not kidding. You could find millions of pictures online about it.
Well, they got freaking exhibits out here in Vegas of, you know, steampunk artists doing their sculptures and shit like that.
Oh, cool.
Freaking crazy.
I don't think they brought the show back. I know on Sci-Fi Channel last year, they had a show, Heroes of Cosplay.
Yeah,
it was okay, but it was like, I don't know, you know, the whole gist of it to me sounded like, okay, there's a convention coming up in 2 weeks, we have to make a brand new costume in 2 weeks. I'm like, no cosplayer does that. Realistically, they say that. Oh my, okay, man, somebody just posted in the chat, cosplay gone wrong blog. Alright, let me check this out.
Well, I can't
cosplay, alright, cosplay gone wrong blogpost.com. And it's in German. So you just
and
look
it's
at
in
pictures.
German. That's a, I don't care what the pictures fucked up.
All right, some of these aren't that bad. I mean, some of them aren't bad at all. So I mean, but I mean, I've seen some disasters.
That's crazy. But yeah,
oh my god! Oh my god!
What happened?
It's this woman dressed in this costume that she's way too big to be wearing. I mean, she is way too big to be wearing this costume.
You know that happened.
But, I mean, some of these costumes are just ridiculously, like... that wasn't that bad. All right. I've seen worse people. I have seen worse.
All right. Well, let me get off the line for a minute because I'll still be listening. Just put me on mute. My kids are getting loud right now.
Okay. No problem. All right, brother.
I'm still listening. I might chime in.
Okay. Just give me a heads up if you want to join in. All right. Let me mute him. This will go. Okay. Come on. All right. There we go. Yay. Tony, you still there?
Hello.
Hello, Nigel.
One of these nights, I'm going to work out a whole bit in British and you know, just...
Yeah, we should do that. Oh, CyberGhost says Heroes of Cosplay is coming back. You see, but I want to see the ones who, like, take months and months to do their costume. You know what I mean? I would love to see, like, 6 months away from, like, let's say, like, this week's episode. 6 months from San Diego Comic-Con, they're getting their costumes ready. You know what I mean? And just speed it up from there.
I don't know. You know, the Heroes of Cosplay thing kind of pissed me off because one of my Facebook friends actually was on the show. Not like one of the featured cosplayers, but basically she said that they deliberately sort of created tension unnecessarily that really wasn't
really?
There.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, to try to spice up the show, and, you know, that it was a lot more needlessly competitive than it should have been, you know.
Okay. Like what? Like my device isn't working. I have to find an outlet. There's a plug right behind you. I have to find some place to plug this in to charge it up. What can I do?
Well, no, I mean, it's more like, you know, you have these. You know, you have these cosplayers who go to the costume contest, and they do it as their hobby. You know, they do it for
right.
fun.
Right.
And then you have the people who, you know, have a $10,000 budget on their costume because they're on the show. And
yes.
You know, it's just painfully obvious that, you know, and I don't know. She sort of seemed to think that, and probably rightfully so, because I can imagine them doing this to try to, you know, get ratings for the show, that, you know, that they're needlessly antagonistic towards the amateur cosplayers, you know?
Oh, really? Let me see. I don't...
Because if you're just one big happy community, nobody's going to watch your show, right? Everybody's just sitting around saying, hey, how are you? Hey, I like your costume. You know, that's boring. But, you know...
Well, I would like to see how they make these. Some of these costumes are really well done. I would like to see them. You know, what I'm saying is, show them how you make them.
I
okay.
Agree.
And CyberGhost is saying...
Show. I don't think it would play on Sci-Fi, though, because they're...
CyberGhost is saying a couple of those girls have gone out of the hobby because of the pressure on the show. I could see that. But I just don't like the fact they picked the ones... We're trying to get our business going online, and blah, we need to win. And, like, you don't need to win. If your costume is good enough, they're going to come around and check your stuff out. Like I said, that's not how you do it. If your whole thing, you know, you just get your face out there, you just walk around. Walk around, they take pictures, pose, you know, do all this stuff, and just go out there and do your thing. And then eventually you get popularity, and then you could do it. But don't go into this thinking you're just going to make money because you're a cosplayer. Remember, it is a hobby. Unless you've been doing it 10, 15 years and really know what you're doing and you get a reputation for being a really good cosplayer, then maybe you could. But from what I've known, all this really top cosplayers, I think pretty much they actually have real jobs. Full-time jobs away. I shouldn't say real jobs because cosplaying could be considered a real job, but they have jobs outside of cosplaying, full-time jobs.
Well,
that they do.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're doing.
Right. Because I mean, they had to be able to afford all their stuff. So.
See, my sister says she's going to go with me to Dragon Con next year and probably take my nephew. So
oh,
we
cool.
have to figure out what we're going to cosplay as.
Cyber Ghost again says, yeah, Yaya Han. She's probably like a handful of them who can make money off of this. But then again, she has a seamstress in her background. Her family is seamstresses. She knew how to sew way back when. She's been doing it for 15 years, and she has her own costume store. Or
yeah.
on her site, they sell costume pieces. So there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, I mean, the ones who make money at it are the ones who sell, you know, the belts and
other
the
stuff.
Boots and the masks.
Right, right. So, I mean, and she's at, and she, they go to every convention, and
you know, that's great for her. I'm glad she's making a living at it. I mean,
yeah, I'm very happy. Like we always say, find something you're good at. Yes, Ivy Doom Kitty is another one I was thinking of. Mad Viking, that's exactly who I was thinking of when I said besides Yaya Han. Her, there's one, Liz Katz. Abby Darkstar is another one that I know she makes money doing this, and she's very popular on it. I know she was involved with the project because her big thing is she does a really awesome kick-ass, what's her name? Poison Ivy costume, and they had this thing where they got a bunch of well-known DC Comics cosplayers together, and they did like this little movie, I think it was, or a pictorial that told a story, and that was very cool. I wish I had seen the rest of it. I don't know what happened to it, but she's one. I know there's one, I think Power Girl AZ or AZ Power Girl. She's another one who's very good. Oh, there's a guy who does incredible Joker one. I can't remember his name. He's on Facebook. And I think his girlfriend does Harley Quinn a lot. But Abby Darkstar's husband, he looks like Tony Stark. So he did an Iron Man thing. So, you know, he does a very cool Iron Man all the time at the conventions. But yeah, a few, like I said, well-known people, they get to, and again, they've all recently started YouTube channels or Twitch TV channels. You know, getting their names out there, spreading the word.
Well, you know, we've got, in the City of Heroes community, we've got a bunch of cosplayers. Jeff Badger's the one I know probably best because he goes
great
to like all the
costumes.
He was at, yeah, absolutely. That thing had to be hot as hell here in Atlanta. I mean, it's still during summer. It's like, I don't know how.
I had an awesome, about 10 years ago, I made a really awesome Batman costume, but unfortunately it's made out of latex, and I have a leather cape for it. I will not wear this thing unless I could get a cooling system for it ever again, because that's how hot this thing gets. And this was in October I was wearing. I was sweating my butt off. I kid you not. Sweat was just pouring off of me.
Well,
but it is 11:01, and we do have some updates. We have 2 weeks of updates to get to.
What? No way.
Yeah. City of Titans, they haven't done much. They posted this thing this past Tuesday. Tuesday?
It is a lore update.
Oh, Thursday. I'm sorry. Thursday. Yeah, it's a lore update. What You Know, The Unforgiven. And basically, The Unforgiven are a powerful and enigmatic street gang wielding the dreaded supernatural power of bizarre and eerie curses. And you can go in there and you can read the rest of that yourselves.
Shit, damn it, son
no,
of
no, no, not those, not Tourette's.
Okay, different kind of curse. I get it.
Hold on. Yes, they give their victims Tourette's. I think that would be hilarious.
Well, maybe.
Superman's got Tourette's. No. Oh, I'm sorry, that's funny. That is. All right. Let's get to some heroes and villains updates, shall we? Do let's. This one comes from Heroes and Villains update number 145 from 2 weeks ago. From, of course, Golden Girl, because she does all the updates. Wow, we're almost up to number 150. Holy mackerel. All right, this week we've been doing some design work on the various damage types that will be in the game, with a focus on trying to balance the variety across the various powers. so that one type of damage isn't overrepresented. Isn't overrepresented. There we go. That was, I don't know what happened there. I'm sorry about that, guys. And some NPC groups and characters will have weaknesses to certain damage types. So the damage types that players can do need to be reasonably evenly spread to avoid one type dominating or becoming a required damage type to fight certain groups or characters. We've also been working on finalizing the color schemes to use for the icons of the various power themes and trying to make them as distinctive from each other as possible, as well as reflecting what most players would be likely to expect their colors to be. For example, fire powers would obviously have red icons, with yellow added in for contrast, and orange too, while radiation powers would use green, which is frequently associated with radioactive substances, along with yellow and black, which is the traditional coloring for radiation hazard signs. Other power theme icon color schemes requires a bit of extra design effort, not because of a lack of obvious colors for them, but because they share very similar ones, such as ice and water. The expectation slash tradition for those two themes would involve white, blues, and greens, so the use of those colors for each theme needs to be done in such a way that they're easily distinguishable from each other at a glance, in spite of sharing the same colors. Sorry about that. And that, okay, that's the update from 2 weeks. I think that's cool. They're coming along nicely. All right. And now let me read last week's. Where's it? This? No, it's last week's. I'm sorry. And this is going to be, of course, update number 146. We're getting even closer to 150, Tony. Okay. This week, we've done some more test coding work on the buff system, working on how they display and are set up, as well as streamlining the code to make it more efficient and versatile for our various requirements. We've also been doing some design work on weapons-based powers, with a focus on range weapons, as we're aiming to make them feel distinctive from other power types, rather than just being variations on them. For example, using a rifle shouldn't feel like using ranged ice powers with just the ice switched for bullets. Additionally, we also need to make sure that rifles and especially pistols have enough variety in their animations and effects to allow for a variety of character types. The dual pistols power set in City of Heroes contained a number of animations that range from flashy to spectacular. And while that over-the-top style fits in perfectly to a comic book world, it also limits the diversity for character types that can use them. It doesn't really work that well with traditional character concepts for things like police officers, private detectives, cowboys, secret agents, pulp adventurers, and so on. It's also not just a matter of allowing the player to changing the animations and effects. This is a solution for some types of gun powers, but not all of them, as the flare share animations also have a longer activation casting time than if they were being done in a less flashy way, meaning that it would be more efficient in combat for players to use the ones with a shorter casting time. So we also need to balance the effectiveness of both the flashy and the traditional gun use styles to make sure that neither style is better or worse than the other. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. So there you go, two updates. Getting you all caught up on Heroes and Villains. Excuse me, guys, my throat got dry there. So what do you think there, Tony? Updates. But we got a couple more. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. What's going on here?
I think your throat is a little dry.
I think so. Oh, now DJ Seal's getting a reputation for his awesome Captain Chaos costume.
Woot.
Woot, I say. Man, Vikings thought I said butt powers. He's so silly. But we do have some updates. If I could open the page. I'm just clicking, and it won't let me click on it. There we go. Okay. A couple of things from Valiant Online. This week, early on September 21st, the new launcher is ready to launch. So the launcher is ready. Some more tweaks coming, but visit their Play Now page for instructions and the download link. Well, there you go. Okay, now, this one they posted, there's two things they posted earlier today. The first one, location. There's some cool pictures. And it says here, welcome to Central Hall. The building in the Civic Center, that NPCs will be moved to in an upcoming patch. Ooh, and there's very nice pictures showing inside and out. Okay, but the big update from them was again posted today by Valiant Online itself. It says, say hello to my little friends. And they're showing a bunch of minions from the movie, but I don't think they're joining the game. No, instead, you're getting this. Okay, we're preparing to move to the alpha stage of development. The alpha stage, Tony, which will entail the last major gameplay system features being added, including pet control powers, crowd control powers, defense powers, non-combat power usage. Examples, ice bridges to reach hidden or hard-to-reach areas or destroying doors or walls with super strength to access areas you wouldn't otherwise be able to get to. A new-to-hit system, accuracy modifiers, red, blue, yellow, and purple character enhancements, crafting, improvements to server bandwidth usage and interpolation. Wow, I don't know what's wrong with this. I just can't say tonight. My mouth is like working at 80%. Ability toggling, passive abilities, more female and male character customizations, ability bar customization, and additional ability bar. And in the coming months, we will also be preparing the alpha version of the game for the move to Steam. They're moving to Steam!
Woot!
Woot, I say! Woot all around! So there you go, folks. Those are your updates.
We hope you liked them.
One more update. Did you watch TV last night besides the Giants Redskins game that I watched and completely forgot this was on? I had to watch it today.
What was it, Heroes?
Yes, yeah, a season premiere of Heroes Reborn.
I did watch it, yes.
I thought it was very cool. And did you hear somebody's battle cry?
What? Spoon!
No.
Oh.
He was playing computer game. I wish I had it on here. Hold on, I'm trying to see if... Oh, Windows is just really pissing me off tonight because I go into a window, like the studio, and then I can't do anything for like 2 minutes. Wow, this is like ridiculous. Hold on. You know, I had this ready. Oh my God, it's... Okay, the studio is responding. I can't do it yet. But I thought Heroes Reborn was okay. You know, they had to add some mystery into it. You know, I don't want to give it away. Cyber Ghost yelled it in Paragon chat. Oh, man, somebody deleted it from the board. Anyway, he chants, or he yells, Leroy Jenkins!
So I have to admit, I thought the whole video game thing was sort of cheesy.
Well, kind of interesting power, or is it the sword? But what, where, you know? Because think about it. She's, you know, she's in the game, and it's representative of, you know, Tokyo. I think they're in Tokyo.
Yeah.
I think it's funny when she exits their world, you know, conscious, she appears in the real world equivalent. So I thought that was pretty cool. And we don't know if that's wrong, you know, what that has to do with it, but we shall see what happens.
I have to admit, I like the Muppets better, but, you know.
Oh, and the Muppets was very cool this week. Yeah, I love the Muppets. Did you get the thing when he goes, what was it, something about, yeah, when you say a romance-looking bear has a totally different meaning on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, they had some jokes in there that were a little on the risque side. I was actually
I was actually
a little surprised, but you know, yeah, pleasant.
It was cool. It was very cool. I loved it. Very cool. Hold on a second, sorry. Sorry, just taking a pill. A chew pill. No, I'm kidding. Just taking some meds. Sorry about that, guys. And I told him, I said to him, yeah, I'm going to watch the Muppets tonight. They're like, really? I'm like, it's on ABC. And it's not the Muppets we know, that we remember. So.
Well, technically, they are the Muppets we remember.
Well, they are the Muppets we remember, but the show, the style of the show is not like a what we remember, so. He's hoping there'll be a reference to Richard and his fork of truth. Uh-huh.
Did you watch some of the other shows, like Blind Spot and what else?
No, I did check out Blind Spot. You know, I wasn't, you know what, I'll tell you what, this is the weirdest thing. I got that the pain block shots last Friday. The anesthesia in me not made me, like, tired the entire weekend. Like, really, like, Saturday, I was totally groggy. Sunday, I was kind of out of it, too. And then Monday. And then Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Monday night and Tuesday, I was acting, like, depressed. Like, really depressed. Up until tomorrow, I was like, what the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know. But I will say this. I have a new show that I really, really like.
Okay, which one is it?
It is Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris.
I wanted to watch that, and I told – what night was that on?
It's on Tuesday, and it'll probably – I think the next time it comes on is NBC at 8 o'clock this coming Tuesday. If you catch the first two episodes on demand, do.
Yeah.
If you can't,
okay,
then Google Best Time Ever, Neil Patrick Harris, and on the website they have a bunch of the segments they did. And it was
cool.
Freaking hilarious.
I heard it was very good. But you know what? Tuesday nights usually I watch, you know, like a lot of my shows are on. Oh, for example, The Bastard Executioner started. Have you checked that out?
Yeah, skip those.
Why? I thought it was very good.
I haven't watched that one yet, but...
Well, it's only week two. They just did this second episode, so I'm sure you could go to, like, FX On Demand or even Google it on. Like you said, Google it online, you could find the episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll catch it. I have Comcast with their Xfinity On Demand service, so I'll catch it.
There you go. But it's funny watching The Bastard Executioner, because, of course, Kurt Sutter, who did Sons of Anarchy... And, of course, he has several of the actors from Sons of Anarchy on, so I think it's always neat to go, hey, he was on that show. And, hey, he was there. He was doing this.
And you know what premieres Monday, right? Monday night?
Supergirl?
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Oh, have you been checking The Late Show with Stephen Colbert?
I've watched a couple of episodes. I haven't watched it as much as I probably really should, but...
Yeah, I'm really enjoying that show. I mean, for those of you who liked him on
his
very
song.
Oh yeah, I like the intro, the whole intro thing they do with a little with a city.
yeah, like little miniatures. It's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I do like that. I do like that.
Supergirl doesn't debut, I think, until like October, late October, which is kind of weird. I don't know why.
A few shows are like I noticed like all of like CW. Supernatural and all the DC shows like Flash and Arrow, they aren't premiering till October as well.
I don't know what's up with that, but, you know.
And The Walking Dead doesn't premiere till October either. So
there is a guy who either works in my building or works around my building, but I see him every once in a while in our building. And he is like the spitting image of Andy Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead.
Maybe this then.
Well, I tell you what, you know, they filmed that show in Atlanta, and I can't help but think, you know, does he have, like, an agent that works in this building or something? Because it's...
Maybe.
I every time I see him, I want to stop him and be like, oh, my God, are you Andy Lincoln? Because if you're not, you look just like him.
You should do it. I want to bring... Oh, really quickly, if you're on Facebook, guys, we do have a Facebook page, Save CBH Radio. We are up to 142 likes, Tony. We are on the cusp of 150 likes.
Woot.
We could get that to 150 by next week, I think.
Maybe.
So if you're all on Facebook, look up, if you haven't yet, look up Save CUH Radio and go there and hit the like button. We want to get as many likes as we can. We want to get this thing up there.
And you know why?
Why is that? Or is that rhetorical?
I don't know. Just
Oh. Because you people are awesome. We want to get the show. We want to spread the word. The more likes we get, the more we can spread the word more. Because if you people, you know, like the thing, and you get your friends that like the page, and then their friends like the page, and we get this, and we spread the word more and more and more, and they'll see, you know, that your friends go, hey, what's a Save COH Radio page you like? And they go, oh, I'm going to like this page too. And we can spread the word. We get people to tune in every week.
Because if you don't like it, I'm going to kill some puppies or something.
Don't you dare.
Well, you know.
Sir, you offend. I don't know. That was kind of cruel and unnecessary punishment.
I'll club this baby seal.
I didn't know you had a baby seal.
Well, I'll go find one.
We'll do something.
So have you ever seen the movie UHF?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's one of the commercials they had in UHF. You know, come on down. If I don't sell a car by this afternoon, I'm going to club this baby seal.
It's been ages since I've seen the movie, but yes, I've seen it. Yeah, how much? We only got ten minutes left, Tony.
Yes, indeed.
We need to get segments on the show so we have something to.
Well, once we get on Twitch, you know.
Yeah.
We should have a Q&A segment.
Okay. Well, we could do it now.
Okay. Someone ask questions.
Oh, we got a like. We liked our page right now. Sean McMahon, he likes our page. We're up to 143.
Excuse me, Moogly.
We're up to 143. I'm trying to refresh the page. We're up to 143.
You
I can't believe it.
We like Sean McMahon, too.
That's right.
Just
we
for the
love
record.
You all. We love you all. I don't know if anybody else did because I can't see the. I can't. Good Lord, it's taking forever to update the page. That's my refreshing music. And it's still refreshing. Good Lord. Oh, well, we'll just leave it there.
Yeah, if anybody has, like, show topics that they want us to talk about or questions or anything, but feel free to drop by Facebook also.
Yeah, or mine too.
We do read and reply to our messages on there, so.
Yeah, if you want to, you can leave them, you know, leave me a message on that page because I will get to them. The last couple of weeks, I just haven't been on Facebook that much.
I have.
I remember when I had that week of, like, really bad headaches, that week or two? For, like, a week, I was not on Facebook. I just couldn't deal with Facebook.
Well, we still like you.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Hey, how about the Giants last night, man?
Yes, finally. I was getting nervous toward you. I'm like, oh, don't
no,
even
I wasn't
tell me.
I told you on chat, nothing could possibly go wrong.
Don't ever say that. That's when everything falls apart.
Was I wrong? I don't think
almost
so.
Because
no.
you know what got me mad? They got the touchdown, right? His
yeah.
knee was down at the 1 yard line, right? They are supposed to hold on. They review every touchdown, but they didn't review that one. So Tom Coughlin, head coach of the Giants, said, "Wait a minute!" Threw the red flag to challenge the play. And said, no, that's a non-challengeable play because they check in the booth. He goes, but no one checked in the booth. So I'm challenging the I'm challenging it.
I like
so
the poster.
Like, what?
The poster that Viking just put in the chat there.
What did he put? I didn't see. Wait a minute. Where am I? Where am I looking?
In our Save COH Radio chat and Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Oh. That is Mad Viking. Okay, let me see this. I'm probably gonna put this link on the Save COH Radio page.
But you got to cheer for the Falcons now on Sunday because you know I've been pulling for the Giants.
Who are they playing?
The Dallas Cowboys minus 20.
Oh, yeah,
Romo
of course I am. Of course I am. They're playing the Cowboys. Oh, my God, I hate the Cowboys. Good Lord. Yes. Of course I'll be rooting for them. I hope they do. I just hope, I really do, because, you know. And now I'm hearing, you know what I'm hearing now? The NFL, they're trying to push up the appeal date for Tom Brady.
No.
They're saying that he might still be suspended for some games this season.
We actually had a new guy start work where I work, and we're coworkers now. And he is a huge Patriots fan, so we're gonna have some issues over that. I can tell, but you know.
Yeah. Okay, so we have 143 likes. Thank you, everybody. And for some reason, this poster thing is, I don't know what, if it's a piece. Oh, there we go. Okay. The Adventure of Dead Man. Play Dead Magazine last. Yes. If you don't buy this magazine, we'll kill this dog. And that's from January 1973. Very cool. Again, guys, pretty much almost all of the things we post in the chat here, I do post under the heading for this week's episode. So, you know, for each week's episode, I do post, you know, if we do share a link, I do share it there for everybody.
So, yeah, Mark Hamill turned 64 today. And the only question I could think of is, will we still need him? Will we still feed him? Because he's 64 and
That's right. Well, we still need him.
I suppose so.
We still need Luke Skywalker.
Isn't he doing the Joker in a new Batman animated?
I hope so. Because you know what it is? He's so good at the Joker. Anytime there's an animated Batman thing coming out, they want Conroy to do the voice of Batman. And if Joker's going to be there, they want Mark Hamill. Or no one wants to hear it. They're like, no. If they don't do it. Wow.
See, I think they should get the guys who do Pinky and the Brain to do Batman and the Joker. Swap up and get Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill to do Pinky and the Brain. I would so watch that, wouldn't you?
They could do it. I could see it. Oh, that would be fun, like a brain switch between the four of them. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, Yogi Berra died. That was...
Yes, sadly. Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. I was trying not to, but yeah. We lost Yankees lost a great legend, 10 World Series rings. He won 10 World Series. And he was a piece of Americana. I mean, he's Yogi-isms. You know, I said the night, RIP, it's over, because he was the one who started the thing, it ain't over till it's over. And sadly for Yogi, it's over, but he'll never be forgotten. And he does have his own museum. They open for charity. I mean, you know, for everything this guy has done. I mean, he was in the Navy. He was part of D-Day. You know, he was over there. And I think he was a part of 15 World Series. Even one for the Mets, they didn't win. So, you know, think of it like that. You know, for all his little, you know, because, oh, the super little yogisms or whatever. Hey, you know.
Everybody knew who he was.
Yeah, everybody knows Yogi. And I love his Aflac commercial, too. They give you cash, which is just as good as money. Huh? I mean, that one he did on purpose, you know, because they wrote the script for that one, so.
Oh, yeah, but still, you know.
But, yeah, he was... All right, and of course, Mad Vike also namesake for Yogi Bear, the cartoon bear.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought his mother named him after the...
Well, you know what? Yogi Bear was 90, so I don't think Yogi Bear was that old.
I don't know. He was smarter than the average bear, you know.
Oh, okay, and Cyber Ghost did say that if you guys play DC Universe Online, Mark Hamill does the voice of Joker, and... Conroy does do the voice of Batman, so that's kind of cool.
Did you hear that the voice actors for video games are going to go on strike, or at least they're considering it?
Really? I didn't know they had a union.
Yeah, the voice actor union.
Oh, no. Tony, now's our chance.
Well, you know, like I actually heard about it from Will Wheaton, who's voicing Firefly.
Oh, right. Sorry, the thing just talked over. We have 90 seconds left. Yeah, I know. Will Wheaton is doing some voice work for Firefly. I think that's pretty cool.
So it just has to do with, and they're saying that it's not so much over the whole pay thing and benefits, that it's like, you know, they aren't like giving them safe working conditions and stuff like that. And
really? What kind of?
Yeah.
What they,
and they're not
safe.
Negotiating with the union at all. So the union's like, okay, well, you know, we'll go on strike. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But,
well, what do they consider safe? I don't know.
Well, they're making them work like 8 hours at a time doing voice work, and voice work is really hard to.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah. I mean, when your voice starts going, you gotta, you know, rest that voice up to do everything right.
Especially if you're an actor, because, you know, it's like you can't really be in a TV show a couple of days after you do an 8-hour scream-a-thon. I mean, anyway.
No, I agree with you. It is.
We'll see how it turns out.
Until you guys do voice acting, you know, because I did some voiceover stuff for Back to Basics, and we did some stuff, and, you know, I mean, hell, I'm on pain meds, and once in a while you hear my voice. When my voice goes and it sounds very, very dry, it's from the meds. But I just want to say thank you all for tuning in tonight. Have a fantastic weekend. We love you all. That's why we do this show. Because me and Tony, we just talk to each other on Skype anytime we wanted to. But we do this for you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. I promise next week we are doing a show. Keep fighting the good fight. Don't stop believing. And, you know, hopefully we'll be back in Paragon City. The real Paragon City, you know, doing our thing sometime soon. Have a great weekend, everybody. You can say goodnight to him, Tony, before we go into the after party.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Nigel. Okay, and we are in the after party.
What?
Good show, good show.
Is it after midnight yet? Because I'm going to let it all hang out.
Oh, my. Well, it's only 11:30. I wonder if he
like
really did let it all
decay?
Hang out.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, my. I do. Oh, wait a minute. I was trying to open the thing about the boy. Hold on. Let me see. I got it on here. Hold on. I don't know why the studio is slow and responsive. Oh, come on. I'm getting really fed up tonight with this. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. There we go.
This is Nigel.
Okay, I can't even type in anything into the search engine on the board. This is ridiculous. I am now getting quite aggravated.
Well, look at the bright side. We're in the after
Show's
party.
Off. That's true. We don't have to rush anything, so.
I'd like to be a voice actor. I think that would be very cool. Do you think I could be a voice actor? I'll take that as a no, because it sounds like you hung up on me.
Hello? Do you hear me?
Hey,
hello?
I hear you.
No, I said I would like to do voice acting as well. I think you could. I would love to do it. Do you think I could do it?
I think we should do it together.
Okay. We could we could get like Doctor Who action figures. We could do our own Doctor Who episodes on Twitch.
Hello. I'm the doctor.
Hello. I'm the apprentice. I'm the companion. Do do do. My, it looks like Princess Peach from whatever her name is, from Mario. No. I'm the companion, really.
Come on, Rich, let's do it.
I'm sorry. Gotta go. Wow. Man, the whole studio has locked up. Let me...
No!
Hold on, I'm close. Oh, no? Oh, forget it. I'm just saying goodnight to everybody over here in chat. Okay, now I can't type them. Oh, my.
My good man, Doe.
Doe. Homer Simpson with a British accent.
See, that's what we should stream, man. We could do a Twitch show of, you know, of some characters, like imitating other characters or something. I don't
know.
That
would be funny.
We could figure it out.
I'm just typing over here to the guys in Paragon chat. All right, I'm out of here. I'm trying to log out. Of course, it's on my laptop. I'm logging out. I'll do that 30. What's going on here? All right. I'm just going to type a goodbye to everybody in the regular chat room.
Are you going to preface it with na 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 na?
Oh, no, 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 no.
There's actually an anime convention that's going on in Atlanta this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was very weird. I see why.
Anime Weekend Atlanta.
I just forget it. I'm getting out of the chat room. Okay, I am now out of the chat room. I'm closing a bunch of these windows I had saved. I think that might be doing it as well. Wow, okay, now I'm hitting close on some windows, and some window they won't even close. Oh, great. And, of course, the one I want to stay open, that...
But, you know, other than that, everything's going okay.
Oh, yeah, everything's just great. Come on. Oh, good Lord. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to... All right, there we go. I think that should be enough. If it will close... I don't want that. See, the thing that I want to get into, it's not letting me go into, but if I click on something by accident, oh, then that does, like... You know, whatever it wants, that opens right away. Okay, now I'm in Facebook. I just want to. Okay, I posted the thing about the strike thing underneath the Safe Sewage Radio heading for this week's episode. I'm just gonna close Facebook on the PC. Okay, so, what else is going on? Hello?
Hello.
I said...
What? You broke up for a second.
What else is going on?
Well, not much, just... Hurtling through space, you know, thousands of miles per hour.
It's a good thing I have my seatbelt on. All right, I'm going to close that off. Okay. There we go.
Better?
I don't know. It's just taking forever to load up, and I'm just getting annoyed. And
shall we call it a night?
Yeah, let's do that. If you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Well, hold on. I have to get the studio back up. I just realized the studio logged. Oh, for God's sakes.
I like this. Someone posted a picture of LeVar Burton in in Star Trek The Next Generation, and it says, "Welcome to the Enterprise. I'm Chief Engineer Geordi LaForge. I'll be your supervisor."
Ha, 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 supervisor. Get it. Get it. Okay, I would end the show, but the studio won't be closed and now won't come back, and I can't get back in.
So we basically just have to keep broadcasting indefinitely.
Well, now it will end an hour after the show, but that's not the point. It should just... Hold on. This is ridiculous. Oh, this is annoying and aggravating. Wow. I'm just counting to see how long this actually takes. Holy cow. 30 seconds so far, Tony.
I believe you.
Seconds. And I don't see anything on the page. And I still have to go back into the studio. Let's try this again, shall we? Oh, for God's sakes. Let me try my laptop, see if I can get it. What is wrong? Okay, I am almost in the studio already on my laptop, as opposed to the PC that's supposed to be faster and run better. Okay. We can end the show, Tony, anytime you want to.
Okay.
Let's get out of here. Nigel, if you would have the honor, please just take us out of here. Say something old, British-y, and Doctor Who-ish, and we get out of here. And don't forget, guys, to watch the new Doctor Who tomorrow night. Also in the mornings on BBC America, because Saturdays, Breakfast with Baker, some of Tom Baker's finest stories. Not just episodes, stories as a doctor, because you're getting complete story arcs each day. So, take it away, Nigel.
The higher, the fewer.
That's your big night, Nigel?
Well, you know, that's all I can come up with.
You could just say goodnight, have a pleasant evening, watch out for the rain, have some tea and crumpets.
Goodnight, watch out for the rain.
That's right. Have a pleasant weekend. How about this? Have a pleasant weekend, everybody. Have fun. If you're going to watch football games, enjoy the game Sunday and Monday night. Or tomorrow if you're watching college ball. And keep gaming, whether tabletop, video, or otherwise. Be safe. Keep up the good fight. Don't stop believing. We'll see you back here next week at 10 p.m. Eastern Friday night for more Save City of Heroes Radio. Now, Tony, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight.